Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is September 18th, 2020, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. It's Friday. I'm joined by Eric Thornton, Commodity Specialist of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. The smoke has cleared out here in the Bay Area. I'm so thankful. I never thought I would say it's just really nice to breathe fresh air, but I'm saying it.
Today it's true.
I know, it's crazy. Well, you know, Eric, we always start with something fun before we get into the topic. And today we're going to talk about wheat and CBD. But, you know, Eric, I signed up for my first fantasy football league. I'm so excited.
Excellent. Who did you get with your first pick?
You know, I don't know if my buddies are messing with me, but my quarterback is some guy named Starbuck or something like that. I have Lyle Alzado on my team as well. You know, I didn't get any points last week, and I lost the first round. But I'm really thinking I'm being set up. What do you think?
Yeah. I think you're in a different era there of fantasy land or fantasy football for sure.
No, but in all seriousness, I got Aaron Rodgers for my quarterback. I have Lamar Jackson for my quarterback, and I have Josh Allen. And they tell me I'm stupid to have three quarterbacks, but you know, I don't know. I'm just picking who I like, and we'll see how I do.
Right on. Yeah, well, maybe Josh Allen's a good play this week, not just because I'm a Bills fan, but he's playing Miami, and they couldn't stop Cam Newton last week on the ground, and Josh Allen will probably put up some good numbers for you.
Cool. Well, and I have a ton of Seattle Seahawks players. So there you go. Because, you know, I love the Seahawks.
Got to support them.
So let's dive into it. You are our wheat expert at McKinney Flavelle, and it's a great commodity that we've had a lot of questions about our of adding expertise there. So you'll give us a recap of what's happening with wheat, but also you led the team for CBD and helping us partner with K&D Labs, which we're super happy about. And you're going to give us an update on the CBD side. So I will turn it over to you. It's all yours.
All right. Perfect. Well, starting with wheat, going back to the WASDE report that was released last Friday, really pretty much as expected, and there were really no changes at all in terms of the U.S. crop, which is actually kind of interesting and rare to see. And you know, as we're in the end of spring harvest here, there's no real updates to show in terms of the yield, supply, demand, everything really held constant there. So they're still projecting, the USDA is, a yield of 50.1 bushels per acre, production figure of 1.838 billion bushels, with exports remaining still at about 975 million, getting us down to an ending stocks figure at 925 million bushels. So again, no changes there domestically. We weren't really expecting that based on some of the early harvest reports on the spring crop, which has also yielded a higher and a better protein content too, which is nice. But the winter wheat crop is also starting to get planted this week, and we should start to see some progress here in the coming weeks in the southern plain states. So, you know, really domestically, not much has changed in terms of the balance sheets, but globally, we did expect some increases in production, notably in Australia and Canada. There were some revisions upwards there of 2.5 million metric tons for Australia and 2 million metric tons for Canada. So we did see our ending stocks rise to just under 320 million metric tons. So again, the global glut of wheat continues to grow. And, you know, expectations, at least from my estimates, are that we could see some other areas inch up a little bit higher in upcoming WASDE reports for October and November. So, you know, Russia's...
A lot of wheat.
Yeah, Russia's been... holding out strong and producing, coming in with some good numbers in their harvest there. So again, they avoided some drought and dry early conditions here, but their crop's currently at 78 million metric tons. I could see that probably going up a little bit more. Some of the private analysts in Russia, you know, are even above 80 million metric tons. So again, really the global picture will help to keep a lid on pricing here domestically, which has gone pretty crazy over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
All the grains have, thanks to obviously the derecho event going through Iowa and pretty dry overall August, and just the onslaught of Chinese purchases for soybeans and corn. They've kind of backed off being China on wheat at this point, but certainly the bullish run-up we've had here on soybeans is carrying wheat right along with it. So we've seen the Chicago contract and Minnesota contracts here on a pretty good rally. You know, we're now pushing 575 on the nearby for Chicago, and just under right around 550 or so as of close today for the Minnesota. So, you know, we went up pretty big today, and we're now just above $5 a bushel on the Kansas City wheat contract. So again, soybeans kind of carrying the way here, and expectations are that we'll probably level off, I would think, at some point. But again, China's really just the wild card and where pricing may go from here. But for a buyer that, say, has a relatively short position in wheat, and maybe if they're looking to add some final coverage here in the calendar year 2020, I would probably be patient as I could here and wait for these numbers to drift back lower, hopefully when we see some lower corn prices and soybean prices here over the next, call it, 2 to 4 weeks. Markets are feeling pretty heavy. They're fairly overbought from a technical standpoint, as well as a fundamental standpoint. So, you know, price-wise, again, I'd be patient. And for those looking to cover head coverage into 2021, you know, I'd say be a little patient, but certainly it's a pretty serious rally we're in. So we just got to weather this out, see if we can get a break, and then try and layer in something in. But pretty impressive rally when typically we see seasonal lows here in mid-September.
Got it. So patience is a virtue, right? It sounds like it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, great. Great recap on wheat. Let's shift over to CBD. What's happening in the CBD world?
Yeah. So CBD, we're just now getting into the harvests here for the hemp crop in terms of the outdoor acreage. And as we have mentioned in our podcast previously on CBD and hemp in our webinar, and, you know, the consumers out there have a good understanding. Last year, we saw an abundance of hemp acreage in 2019, right over 510,000 acres in total. And that was nearly four times the amount that was planted in 2018, with the farmers trying to capitalize on this newest commodity. But obviously, with that much supply comes falling prices, which we saw at the end of 2019 and into this year, 2020. So that oversupply of hemp biomass really caused a really steep drop in your CBD prices, and just a lot more overall competition out there as well from a supplier standpoint. But the acreage this year for 2020 is projected down roughly 9%, right around 465,000 acres. But that's strictly based on just licenses submitted to the USDA, and it includes indoor and outdoor acreage. But ultimately, we'll get a better idea of total planted acreage here in the next few months. But we're also trying to get some information out on the West Coast, where we've had some fires, obviously.
Yeah.
And they have snuck into some areas in Oregon and California for some hemp fields there. Probably a minor event, but there has been some circulation that hemp fields have been damaged and lost because of the fires. So obviously we hope there's nothing detrimental there. And really, you know, from a regulatory standpoint, what's changed? There's been a little bit of activity recently. And 2 weeks ago, there was a bill that was actually submitted to Congress that would allow legally CBD to be marketed as a dietary supplement.
Okay.
And the bill is being dubbed the, and this is a long one, the Hemp-Derived CBD Consumer Protection and Market Stabilization Act of 2020.
I can see an acronym coming.
That's a big one, yeah. But it's something to just obviously note of, and just we continue to see a big push from many, you know, lobbyists like such as this bill being submitted, and folks trying to really get something going here with you know, the CBD environment from a regulatory standpoint, and people can legally start to market this in their ingredients. But you know, where it could be interesting is we are in an election year, obviously, in the U.S., and it could take some time for this bill to, you know, even be reviewed or considered this fall. So, you know, again, we're probably talking something along the line of months if this were to come through. But, you know, my expectations actually is 2021 could be a pretty good and substantial year. You know, hopefully we get some more clarity from the FDA standpoint. And it's something, of course, we'll be watching.
Excellent. Excellent. Great recap as well. And for those interested, Eric and the team put on a great overview of the CBD market, which you can download for free on our website at McKinney-Flavel.com. And then also, if you're looking for an ingredient supplier for CBD, we got one, right, Eric? We've vetted one out, and K&D Labs is our partner, and so we can certainly get some samples your way. So, Eric, great job as always, and thank you for a great recap. And, you know, I just, on my fantasy football, going back to that, should I trade out that quarterback, that Starbuck guy? I thought that was a coffee.
Yeah, see what you can get for him.
Yeah, no. I tried to do the trade thing and nobody responded, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, you know, jeez.
But anyway. All right. Well, thank you again, Eric, and everybody have a great, great weekend. As I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every moment with your friends and family. Don't take it for granted. Live with kindness. And until next week, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Favel's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favel.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.